Well, you know, it's the last gasp of the tax season. Federal returns are due tomorrow and state taxes on Monday. But beyond current filings, a community group is concerned about what may happen next year. Jenny Lee is a staff attorney at the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice. She says the expiration of the highest marginal rates and the itemized tax deduction cap means that taxpayers in the top fifth will share a tax credit, or cut rather, of $43 million. Meanwhile, relief for low-income filers may only amount to a maximum tax cut of about $6.5 million. That, she says, would keep Hawaii on the list of the worst states for taxing families in poverty. Jenny Lee joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
This is a conversation that we've been having during the session, kind of going back to one particular measure, HB 886, which last month crossed over, but then when it was referred to RAM, WAM wasn't heard at all. What's the spinoff from that?
Well, that means that we will be seeing a more regressive tax system in 2015. So right now, people in the bottom fifth are paying almost twice as much of their income in taxes as those in the top 1%. So we'll see that becoming even worse. It's going to be about 13.4% for the bottom quintile relative to just 7% for those as the very wealthiest. So we'll continue on that track. This was helping support our state through a little bit more progressive of a tax system. Now we're going to see folks continuing to fall further behind at the bottom.
Because that 9, 10, and 11% tax rate will sunset at the end of the year.
Right.
As you talk about this in real money terms, I mean, because people hear quintile and third or fifth or whatever, doesn't really have a lot of meaning. How much money are we talking about for the families in that lower fifth?
Right. So right now they pay almost 11% of their income toward the GET. So that's the most regressive form of taxes. Those at the top, their tax burden is primarily coming from income tax, which is what you'd call more progressive because they are paying a larger share of their income toward the income taxes as opposed to those on the bottom. So what we're looking at right now in the legislature is a tax cut for those in that bottom 20% of income, maximum of about $100 for a family of four. And there we're looking at people who are earning less than $5,000 in income. And then it gradually phases out as you go up to $50,000 for a household of two or more. So we'll see at the 1%, they're going to be looking at a tax cut on average of about $7,750. And that's for that group that hits about over 400,000. But again, their average income is close to $1 million annually. So that $7,750 doesn't mean very much to them. But then when you look at even a few hundred dollars for people at the bottom, that can be the difference between a needed car repair to make it to work, keep your job, and stay stably housed. So those dollars go much, much further when we're talking about tax relief and tax fairness.
In the middle of all this, there doesn't seem to be much tax relief either.
No, the credits will be very small for those at the bottom. And that's particularly concerning as the rail surcharge is looking at being extended. The food excise tax credit, which is what's in play right now, has not been adjusted since it was created in 2007. The renter's credit, which was in HB 886, has not been adjusted since 1981. So we're really looking at a dramatic missed opportunity here. We do appreciate the legislature's considering this, but people will be paying more and more in GET. Their credit's shrinking in value because it's not being adjusted accordingly.
So that's being offset, and you're saying that none of this is really keeping pace with the consumer price index. And then there's the issue that we've been looking at what the upper fifth is going to get, what the lower fifth is not going to get. What about the people in the middle?
So the proposed increase in the credit will only continue giving tax cuts to people up to $50,000. So that's the only kind of relief to offset the GET. And so those people are a lot more fortunate than others in that range. But we know that anybody, a family even of two at $50,000, that's a struggle to make ends meet here. Those are the people who can't find affordable housing. The people are really hit by raising food costs, transportation, all of those issues. So for those that we kind of consider the middle class, you know, we've heard the numbers say for a family of four, they need to be earning over $100,000 to live that sort of basic middle class lifestyle that we talk about. So whether or not we agree that that's you know, completely where our limited resources ought to be going, all those folks who feel so strapped, they're not going to be seeing any kind of tax cut. And I would just add, even those people in the 80 to 94th percentile, so those, again, making over $100,000 or so, they'll be getting a tax cut, and the average is $14. So really, this is all skewed toward the very top end. The $43 million that we're talking about for the tax cut, 91% of that is going to the 1%.
As you look at Hawaii's tax policy, just in the macro sense, is there a sense that there really is an ongoing strategy to be able to help people who are at the very, very lowest end?
These kind of tax credit adjustments, when they're not indexed to inflation, really only address the situation at this point in time. So when we're talking about this food excise tax credit having fallen behind for almost a decade, the renter's credit having fallen behind for over 30 years, that's just a point in time kind of remedy. Until we index tax credits and also the tax brackets toward inflation, we won't be seeing anything that makes a meaningful systemic change. And it's really a fundamental issue of having to address the GET with an index tax credit. Food excise tax credit and the renter's credit help to do that.
So it's not just a matter of the lower income, it's actually everybody up to that point of 1%. And without any particular strategy, do you see that there is any remedy that has to happen more immediately than not to be able to get us on that road?
Well, right now, this is what we're looking at for the food excise tax credit. We also do have some opportunities then to try to make sure everybody who's eligible is claiming that. The renter's credit also is very underclaimed. Lots of people who would be eligible aren't claiming it. Right now, it only costs about $4 million to the state, which means we know everybody under $30,000 basically is going to be a renter. They're missing out. So what we're hoping then is coming back and revisiting this next year with critical tax credits like the earned income tax credit, creating a state one.
Jenny Lee, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Jenny Lee is a staff attorney at Hawaii Appleseed. And just remember, state taxes are due next week, Monday.